You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up? How you doing?
Pretty fabulous.
Yeah? Oh, pretty. You sound like you're talking with a British accent.
No.
No?
No.
All right. So I'm Doc Chocolate, BBC, and this is the lovely Venus Cuckoldress.
Mm-hmm.
And where are we at?
We are in Texas.
Ooh, Texas. Let me ask you this. Is it true what they say about Texas, that everything is bigger in Texas?
Well, everything is bigger in this hotel tonight.
Oh, okay.
In Texas.
In Texas. All right. Where are we at, Venus?
We're at Splash Mocha, which is an interracial... White, what do you want? What do they call it? They advertise it as wife-sharing, interracial, swinger,
maybe.
Something.
I mean, anyway. I guess we're interracial. I'm black. She's white, obviously.
Yeah.
Or I'm white. You're black.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And it's a hotel takeover event, and this is my second time coming to the event, and this is your...
You were coming at the event.
First time?
Well, coming? I've come a few more times than... Never mind.
Anyway.
First time coming to this event.
This is Doc's first time at Splash Mocha.
Mm-hmm. And I was a virgin.
Yeah, totally popped Mocha. That cherry. Yeah. And the ladies are super happy that he's here.
Every time I go and see a lady, like, they run. They're like...
I always bring the goods. If when I go to these events, I always bring the goods.
Like, what
so,
type of goods?
Ladies, you're welcome.
Oh, man. But what we are going to do is we're actually going to do a three-part series, and we're going to link it together, and we're going to just give our recounting on our fun time at Splash Mocha, right?
Yeah, is that what we're doing? That sounds like a good plan.
All right. So what we're going to talk about is yesterday, right?
Yesterday, yeah. We're going to start off at the beginning.
Okay, the beginning.
So today's actually day two.
In the beginning was...
And yesterday was day one. And yeah, so you go... I want you to tell the story about what it was like for you to come to this party as your first time at Splash Mocha. Okay, I want you to talk about what were your expectations based on what you know about this event.
Okay.
And then what it's actually been like for you for day one.
Okay, so it's hard for me to concentrate because she has such beautiful eyes, like... Hold on, you got to get closer to the video so they can see your eyes. Like, she has like these beautiful blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. Sorry, if you're listening to this on the audio podcast, you need to just go to the video and watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I came on Wednesday nights, so I came a day before you did.
Oh shit, that's right. You're a day.
Yeah. And I actually had a very crazy plane ride up here, and don't fly Spirit. That's all I'll say, but I'll just leave it at that. And so I came here, met up with some friends of mine with Hoplon QOS and AZ Masked Hot Wife, there was a lot of other people that came as well, and it was pretty fun. You know, there was a lot of new people that I met. There's old friends that I met. And as soon as I got to the hotel, I was hungry. I was famished, Venus. And I needed some food.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I was hungry for pussy. But, okay. You're hungry.
And so I was very, very hungry. And so, like, the ladies gave me their hotel car key, and I came up to the room, and I saw, like, a package of gummies, right? And so it was, like, regular.
Oh, is that what happened?
I didn't tell you about that?
Well,
I didn't tell you about that.
I might have been only half paying attention to what you were saying.
So Venus does that a lot. She like just half pays attention to what I say. I'm like, oh shoot. So anyways, like I, so I came up to the room, y'all, and like I just took a big old, not a big old, but like a half handful of gummies, like regular, you know, regular gummies, and I'm chewing it, and I'm like, you know, not really paying attention. And then I was like, hold on, this is a familiar taste. And then I was like, this is THC. I was like, this is weed. I was like, somebody mixed some weed gummies in here. I'm not going to name any names, but you know who you are. Trying to hide gummies through TSA. And so anyways, I was chewing it and I was like, fuck, do I swallow it? And I was like, I wanted to swallow it, right? But I... yeah, I don't swallow. And so I spat it out, right? And I was like, fuck, how many did I consume, right? And I'm looking at inside the bag to see how much, you know, gummies are in there. And I was like, okay, maybe I didn't take too many. And so I went back downstairs and I told the ladies what happened. And they're like, why would you do that? No, don't. Why? And I was like, I don't. No, I didn't know that there was stuff mixed in here.
They didn't even warn you to tell you, like.
So that's what Mr. DD79 said to me the other day, right? When I told him that, and he was like, why did they warn you? And I was like, okay, technically they didn't know because I just went upstairs.
Right. You just helped yourself to
I helped myself. Yes. So don't help yourself to somebody else's snacks because you may get fucked up like I did. And so, so I got totally fucked up like in about an hour, hour and a half because I'm a lightweight when it comes to that stuff. Right. And I was just seeing the birds, the bees, the clouds. And I was seeing like, wow. And like, yeah, I crashed. Did I play? I ate some pussy.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
Did I play? I ate some pussy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome, Hoplon QOS. And so, like, that was it for that first day. And then the next day, Thursday, you came. Mm-hmm. And tell us about you coming.
Yeah, so I had a kind of rough flight getting here, but I had to get up at like 4 a.m. just to get here by 5:30 p.m. It was a long ass day. I got here again. I was starving too. I was so fucking hungry.
And Venus gets hangry, y'all.
I do. Like,
she's really hangry.
Yeah, hangry. But yeah, when I walked in, this is the great thing about this hotel. I love when you walk in, it's this huge, I think it's called like an atrium. Or something like that, where you've got like this lounge, you can hear the music going, there's all these like exhibitor booths and lots of people mingling around, and you just look up and you see like balconies and balconies and balconies and balconies all in a circle, and it's just, it's a cool layout. I really like it because it doesn't matter really what room you're staying in. You can just open your door, look over the balcony, see everything that's going on. You hear everything that's going on. It feels like, you know, you're not stuck in a long hallway somewhere. So the layout, I'm a big fan of the layout here. And everybody is really friendly. Everybody's really easygoing. I got to see some people who I knew, so meet some people that I didn't know, but I was just really fucking tired yesterday. I was like, yeah. I got here, I was yawning by 9 o'clock. I was yawning. I had some food, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm ready to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So.
You had a quesadilla.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm ready to go to sleep.
Did you crash? Because, you know, it's kind of old.
Actually, before all of this, okay, went into one of the playrooms and. Yeah, I got to see Doc Chocolate work some moves on the pole.
I was like, I thought you were about to say, like, you saw me fuck somebody. I was like, you didn't see me fuck anybody.
But I did get him on the stripper pole.
She did. She got me on a stripper pole, and, like, I was looking like a fool. And,
it was great, though.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I was all sweaty and stuff like that, and then you were touching my back, you're like, ew, you're all sweaty?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because you told me to go on the stripper pole.
Your sweat mess, yep. And then you continued to party, and I went to sleep and had like one of the best sleeps of my life. And I woke up today.
Yeah.
Feeling great. So that was my day one. My day one was pretty uneventful, but you were up all night.
I was. And before I tell y'all about my night, it was fun. But tell people about the red alley. What was it called? Red Light District?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, like the playrooms you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't just like, well, I guess everything was a playroom down there, but like, tell them like in detail about that.
Okay, so the playrooms are funny, hilarious, and a little scary all at once. Okay, so the best one, in my opinion, is the like wife watching glory hole, reverse glory hole room. So the first part of that room is like, it's got a bunch of chairs in the middle of the room, and then these like kind of almost like booth mattress thingies that, I don't know, watching areas where wifey goes to get fucked, and there's little seats for cookie and or hubby or whatever the fuck. And
that's cute how you say cookie. It kind of sounds like cookie.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, so that one's fun. It was freezing cold in there though. I walked in there, I was freezing my titties off. I was like,
and I caught them and I put them back on.
what's up with this? I guess they like blast the air conditioning because it will eventually get hot in there, but it was early in the night. So.
Yeah, and it does kind of make sense because, like, if you're in a orgy room, you want it to be cooler versus too warm.
Yes.
Because, like, yeah, if it's too hot, it's like,
Mm-hmm. The other part of that room is the glory hole room, so. So. There's, like, the wall where the dudes put their dick through the hole, and mm-hmm. It was funny because on the wall they had like some like really hot dude painted on there, and then the hole where his dick would be.
It was me. It was a painting of me.
And then the guy, but it was cool how they had a light behind it, so that when a guy goes to stand there, you can actually see his outline shadow.
Yeah, you can see a silhouette.
Yeah, that's it. It was funny, and I was like, that's cool. And then they had two kinds of reverse glory holes for the ladies. So one is for like when you bend over. You bend over. You put your knees up on these things, and you bend over, and then you can, so she can't see anything. And then just like any dude will come up and fuck her.
Yeah.
At, or
she was very, very scared of going there.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna do that shit.
That's not right.
No.
But how are you talking about me though? Because okay, so let me tell y'all. So I was telling little Miss Venus over here. I was like, I have a fear of sticking my dick in a hole. Well, I love holes, but like, I have my fear of sticking my dick in a random hole that I don't know what's on the opposite side. Because I feel like I'm sticking my dick into a black hole and it may get transported into another galaxy or
that,
somebody.
That is not your fear. That is not the one you told me. Be real here.
Okay, what did I? Okay.
Okay, so Doc Chocolate is scared that someone is gonna bite his dick off.
Yeah.
Or that someone's going to come with a big ass pair of pruning shears and cut it off. And I was like, you legit scared about that. Like, for real. And so I was like, what? That's not going to happen. But yeah, he's scared about that. I am not afraid that when I do like a reverse glory hole, that some guy is going to come up with like a fucking drill and drill into my pussy. And, like, I am not. I don't think that he's going to come and, like, butcher my clit off or something. Like, do you realize how weird that sounds?
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
I am not afraid that when I do like a reverse glory hole, that some guy is gonna come up with like a fucking drill and drill into my pussy. And, like, I don't think that he's gonna come and like butcher my clit off or something. Like, do you realize how weird that sounds?
Okay. So she basically said, I wasn't going to do the reverse glory hole. Venus ain't doing that. And now you're talking about, like, I am not scared of glory holes now.
Okay. Yeah, because guys, they don't give a fuck who sucks their dick. It's like, whatever.
I don't want, like, to go there and then, like, a dude is sucking my dick.
Do you think that would happen here? That's not that kind of party here.
I understand that, but it could happen. And like, hey,
it would be really funny if it did. I'm not gonna lie.
You see, this one would probably get some dude and be like, hey, "Go suck Doc's dick." And I'm like, "No, I don't want a dude sucking my dick. It could be any woman. Like, no gingivitis, please." But like it's just a fear. It's honest. Like, okay, hey, if you guys are watching this, listening to this, let us know if my fear is founded or not.
I want to know. I genuinely want to know. Is this a thing that guys are really scared of? Because I think it's hilarious. pruning shears. Anyway. So there was reverse glory hole room that Doc was real scared of.
I was scared of the reverse glory hole.
No, right. At the glory hole. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it was early on in the night when we went in there just to do the little tour. There wasn't really a lot going on. That kind of happens a little bit later.
Yeah.
Then they have like the biggest orgy room I've ever seen here.
It was because like you showed it to me and you were like, Doc, this is like a big ass orgy room. Oh. It was like a freaking hallway that like never ended, and there's like all these big beds and mattresses.
It's nothing but mattresses everywhere, all together, and then all around the sides and everything like that. It was literally gonna like accommodate 4,000 people fucking at the same time, probably.
Oh, okay. And I was like, really? 4,000?
It was impressive. It's definitely impressive. And it does get really busy in there.
Yeah.
From what I remember last year. But last night,
did you partake in the orgy room last year?
I did not. Okay. No, but maybe I will this time. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
We shall see.
Oh, my God.
That would be fun. And then there's like a dance DJ room, right?
Yes.
That's where the stripper poles are at.
Yep.
And then there's a BDSM room. And I did not see the dark room. Did you?
I didn't. Like, other people told me about the dark room, but like I never saw it.
Is it here? I don't know where it was. Anyway.
I think so. Maybe we didn't find it because it was dark.
Yeah. So there's this BDSM kink room where you can go get spanked if you want to.
And flogged.
Yeah. And then there's the dark room. And I'm pretty sure it's here this year. I don't know. I didn't see it last night. But anyway, I probably just wasn't looking. But the dark room is pretty cool because it literally is like pitch black. So you can't see anything in there.
So you went to the one last year?
I went into it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, you really cannot see anything, nothing. So it's completely like tactile sensation, and that is it. You can't. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go in there because like I would be scared that
it'd be kind of cool. Somebody would come in with their shears. Yeah, but as a woman, I'll tell you, I find that kind of appealing because it's super easy to get out of your head when it's completely black.
Okay. Is it because you like black cock?
Well, that too. It goes along with the theme, but I think for women, it's kind of a nice idea.
Okay, and I get that because like one thing that I've done in the lifestyle for like years is I would always bring red lights or black lights or pink lights just so that we don't have all these regular fluorescent lights.
Why didn't we bring that for our room this time?
I don't know.
Fuck. Drop the ball on that one.
Yeah, I mean. It is what
I have it too, and I didn't bring it. Anyway.
Why? So, like, but yeah, women typically, I've discovered, they like low and dim lights because, let's just face it, like, everybody looks good in red lights.
Yes.
You know? And everybody looks sexy, sensual. But you don't like red, though.
I don't.
Okay.
Pink
but
would
red,
be great. Yeah.
Okay. Red lights, you don't like it either?
I've fucked with red lights on. It's really sexy. It's really good at setting the mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you fucked with pink lights before?
Probably.
Probably.
I don't know.
She's like, probably. And so, yeah, but like, low lights are always good for a woman to get out of her mind because I've seen that many ladies, they kind of get, in their heads. And so I had a fun time after you went to bed.
I'm sure you did. You didn't come back to the room for a long time.
Yeah,
so.
She was knocked out. You know, like so I escorted this beautiful young lady upstairs to the room, and I had an appointment, a business appointment.
A business appointment.
You know, so there was a lady that I had met at Hot Wife Palooza. And that was an event down in Tucson, and it was phenomenal. That was actually where I met Venus in person for the first time. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this lady, and I was like, God damn, you are fine. You know, she's about 5'7", 5'8", and just like voluptuous. And she had on this like, yesterday she had on this like cat suit, and it was like red, and it was just tight.
Yeah, because like, red was the theme yesterday.
Yeah.
I did not.
Oh my God. Because she hates red. And so, like, I mean, this woman was just like, oh my God. She was like part Hawaiian and Asian and something else was just gorgeous. And so, like, I had met her a couple months ago, and I was like, yeah, we're gonna connect, right? And so I didn't know she was coming to Splash Mocha, and I saw her in the lobby, and I was like, hey, so I don't know what's going on with the rest of your night, but we need to have our appointments. We need to just and she was like, all right. She's like, when do you want to hook up? And I was like, maybe sometime tomorrow. And then she was like, how about like right now? And I was like, okay. So anyways, I escort this young lady over to the room, and then I go up to meet them. And like, it was like freaking fantastic, you know, like, should I go into details on what happened?
Of course, they all want the details.
Okay. So anyways, so I go into the room, and like, they have lights. So they have blue lights and red lights. And I was like, okay, nice setup. And she's dressed in this like green striped lingerie and all this. And so like, I immediately like strip all that off. I'm like, we got to take all this off. And I'm eating the pussy. I'm trying to speed up because like, we got to go and eat some sushi. And, so like, I don't take these out because I have a small wiener. So like, I bring these out, the little smaller ones. And so like, we just have a fun time, and I'll just leave it at that, you know. Yeah, I ate some pussy, she gave me a blowjob, we did 69, we did missionary, I threw her legs around one side of my body, I was pumping, and she was very, very flexible. Like, this woman, like, her knees were touching her ears, and like, her feet were touching like the bed boards, and like, just working it just like this. You know, like, hey, you know you're putting in some work when you bite the lip. Right? And like, biting nipples, and then like, I'm putting it in doggy style. I think I even like did a standing, I forget what do you call that when you're standing and you hold somebody up and you're fucking them standing up.
I don't know, but I don't like that. I feel like I'm gonna get dropped on the floor. I don't like that at all. Don't do that.
Make sure that you're with Doc Chocolate, because he never drops anybody on the floor.
Yeah, but it's still awkward as fuck, because no, you're like, are you
not
gonna,
the way
like,
I do it.
Slip and like, whoop, there, nope. She's on the floor now. I just, no, I don't like it. What if I'm all lubed up with coconut oil and everything, and then just, you're like, ooh, whoops.
Not going to happen. You know, that's why you always get with a pro. You know, you get with an amateur, that may happen. So anyways, that was pretty much a very, very fun time for me. I got to bed at like 3:44, because like, I came back upstairs around 3:15, and then I was hungry. I was famished because like, I burned like 1,000 calories, and like, I went in, and then I was like, oh fuck, you know, Sleeping Beauty was over here, just knocked the fuck out. And I was like, okay, I don't want to make noise and wake her up. So like, I took the food from the fridge, and I ate outside in the hallway. And then like, by the time I got to bed, it was like 3:44, and I was like famished. I don't even know how I'm surviving right now.
Yeah, that's like barely any sleep. You were up before me in the morning. Anyway, craziness.
Yeah,
so that's been the recap of day one for me and day two for Doc.
Yeah, we won't count Wednesday as day one. Like, technically it was like day zero.
Oh, don't make
zero.
Me do math right now, okay?
Okay, no math. All right, but we're going to loop these together, or they may come out as separate episodes. We don't know what the fuck was going to happen, but whatever the case is, tune in to the next episode of Doc and Venus Do Houston. Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitches. I was like, oh shit, we have to be downstairs in 5 minutes.
5 minutes? All right.
Okay,
right,
yeah,
all right,
we're, all right. Yeah, 6:30.
Run. I gotta piss.
Hurry, we gotta deal with the elevator.
Okay, I'll go down the staircase.
Yeah, you go down the stairs.
He's like, fuck you, I'm not going downstairs.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.